too kind. Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the MLB Point Forum Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Crocco, and next to me is the other host of this fine show, John Krasiotis.
How's it going?
So this week, we're going to be talking about home plate collisions, which John and I have some very differing opinions on that, but we'll get into that. Masahiro Tanaka and the $20 million posting and how and the implications of that. The Shin-Soo Choo signing with the Texas Rangers. And we'll finish it off with some small signings around the league, such as, just for an example, Rajay Davis, Michael Morse, and there are a few others that we'll get into. But stick around. We're keeping the theme of rap here. We started off with some Jay-Z, and you'll get some more Jay-Z. So stick around, and we'll get into that next.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot.
Welcome back. We're going to be sticking with Jay-Z for pretty much the entire show. Because
I think that's our thing now. We kind of just stick with one artist every show.
Yeah, might as well.
And he's an agent now, so it kind of works.
we'll tweet out our artist of the week from now on.
We're too lazy to do that.
Yeah, that's probably won't happen. But anyway, our first topic, home plate collisions. Oh boy. Okay, this is an issue if I've ever heard an issue.
What side are you on? And then I'll say what side I'm on.
Why the hell would they take out home plate collisions?
Okay, I'm on the other side. I think it's a good thing for baseball, for MLB,
just
to take it.
Pansies.
Why do you think that they should have kept it in?
Because it's part of the game. It's like taking away body checking in hockey.
I think it actually is like taking away fighting in hockey.
Still, they shouldn't take that.
But hitting is a part of the game in hockey, and hitting isn't a part of the game in baseball. There's no collision in baseball other than, you know, a freak accident on the bases, and then when that happens, it's a big deal. But for some reason, you know, it's acceptable at home plate.
It's acceptable because the catcher is wearing full body armor.
But you say that, and then there's so many injuries with catchers now. You know, maybe if they could have found a way to make the equipment stronger and keep all the injuries and, you know, broken legs away from the game, you know, maybe. But, you know, there's been so many lawsuits over in hockey and football over concussions. I think it's a good idea to get rid of any kind of damage to the head in sport, and I think it's a positive because I don't want to see the star players out for the season like there was with Buster Posey. I want to see them play. So, yeah.
I mean, maybe I should rephrase my opinion. I think that absolutely destroying a guy, like not even attempting to slide, just throwing your shoulder down, running into the catcher, get rid of that. That's okay. But I don't know. I just have such a strong opinion on this. It's like if you slide and you take the catcher's legs out, sure, whatever. But at the same time, like you just said, that happened with Buster Posey. Or was it a collision?
It was a collision.
It was a collision.
Logan Morrison, I think, hit him.
It was a collision. Right. And then he broke
but
his leg.
But, you know, you mentioned you want to get rid of the big, stupid collisions. I think that's what they want to get rid of. But there's no way to get rid of those and not get rid of all of them altogether. Why?
Exactly. And that's the problem I have. What it's going to turn into is the catcher holding the ball and the runner coming around third saying, oh, shit. Can't do nothing about that. He's got the ball. I can't do nothing. I can't slide. I can't touch him.
Then you're out. I don't see why you have to hit the catcher. There's just so many points.
I'm not saying you have to hit the catcher. What I'm saying is if they're going to take away everything, then they're also going to take away the hook slides. Because that could possibly injure the catcher, and that could possibly injure the runner. And that takes away some of the...
But I think the main goal in that taking away was taking away head injuries. And
right,
it's been
no,
such
I
a big problem. And there's no other issue in baseball now with head injuries other than this. And, you know, they're working on pitchers getting padded hats maybe. And then they obviously have helmets on the batters. But now there's no other head injuries in the game. And I think it's just a goal in all sports now to get rid of head injuries and lingering injuries that could affect you when you retire. Not
well,
just
look at Joe Mauer.
Yeah, but
because of his head, he can't catch anymore.
It's not even. I don't even think it was a collision. It was his knees and everything like that, as well. You said.
Well, the reason he's playing first base now permanently is because of his concussion. It's not because of his knees.
Well,
his knees do have a part in that, but the concussions are a major reason why the Twins are sticking him at first.
Exactly why I think that you should make the sport as safe as possible. I want to see Joe Mauer catch. I don't want to see him play first base, and I'm sure the Twins don't want to see him play first base, and that's why. You know, you're going to see Buster Posey now going to play a lot more first base in the future than he's going to play catcher because of that injury, because of a home plate collision. And that injury shouldn't have happened because it's not going to happen anymore because there's no more home plate collisions. I want to go to the ballpark and I want to see Buster Posey hit a home run playing catcher, not sit there on the bench.
Well, it's still being talked about. It's not approved yet, but it's being talked
I think
about.
It's approved.
I don't think so because they don't have I've seen nothing about the parameters of it yet. Like they just said, they're taking away home plate collisions. They haven't said.
I think they said a date.
This is going to result in an ejection. This is going to result in a suspension.
I think they said a date where they're going to meet with some officials and kind of just iron everything out. But you know, it's gone. Like I don't see next year starting the year with any home plate collisions. I think it's gone. And you think, you know, I get it. Like, I'm a sucker for YouTube videos where, you know, you just type in home plate collisions and you laugh. But then you got to think about it with all the injuries and everything. Obviously, it's an exciting play, but I think they're just trying to preserve the players, and I agree with them. But
I mean, at the same time, I half-heartedly support the decision to take them away because myself, I'm a catcher. And you and I played together last season, and there were a couple incidents where I've gotten... completely flattened by people running into me, but
and at the time I'm thinking, you know, that's a pretty cool play. You know, he just gets destroyed. That's kind of a cool play. But then you think about it, and it's like, well, he could have a concussion.
And I'm on the ground. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. That's why, you know.
But like I said, it should be the lower the shoulder, hip check to the guy. But if you're just trying to hook slide or trying to maneuver yourself around him, because. Let's face it, catchers are assholes when they come to blocking the plate. I can attest to that. Yeah. We do anything and everything to make sure that our legs are in position to block.
Over the plate.
But I don't think those hook slides should be taken out because, like I said before, there's always the possibility of an injury. But at the same time, I think they should stay in because it's a part of the game. What else is the runner going to do? What else is the catcher going to do? The catcher says, oh, the ball, like, he's about to cross home plate, but the ball's still coming for me. What am I going to do? Yeah. Just stand in front of the plate and say, no, here's your run, man. Here's your run.
I get it because that makes sense. But I think what they're trying to do, and you can't really leave it up to a kind of a judgment of the umpires. They're trying to get rid of the stupid runner coming down the line, and the play's not even close, and he just destroys the catcher
and
for
I agree
no
with
reason.
That. I agree.
But there's no way to... I don't want to give the umpire a choice whether to eject a guy or not because of a home plate collision. I think it's just get rid of it entirely. It just kind of, I think it's going to pass over. People are going to stop caring about it in the next couple of years.
Well, if the umpire's got any sense in him, he can tell. But I see your point that to avoid controversy, to avoid the umpire screwing up, a la Jim Joyce, Galarraga,
every game. Yes, but you know There's some players and some ex-players that had some heated kind of thoughts about it. I think I saw Brett Laurie and Greg Zahn. They were kind of tweeting about it and talking about how they, you know, they're in favor of home plate collision. And, you know, Greg Zahn being a catcher, he's had, you know, if you watch the Rogers broadcast, if you're a Jays fan, he's had some opinions on, you know, catchers aren't being taught how to protect themselves when they're getting hit anymore. And so that's why there's more injuries and that you should teach the catchers how to get hit. And then you see with Brett Laurie, he's a fan of the home plate collisions. He's a fan of everything that's crazy. So, you know, I get their opinions and I get it. But I just think safety is a big priority these days and preserving the players and their lives after baseball.
Well, we'll see how that turns out.
I don't I don't think we're going to agree on this for a long time.
Well, no, I agree with you in the sense that the cheap shots and the lower the shoulder hits should be banned. That's good. I approve of that. But I disagree with saying take it out completely, because I think that there should be allowed like the hook slide or the...
Are they like, taking away slide? I don't think they're taking away sliding. Well, I think they're just taking away hitting at home plate.
If that's the case, then I have my arguments wrong. But the way I understood it is that they're taking away all possibility of injuries at home plate. But we'll see how that turns out in the coming weeks, as there's going to be a few meetings and just to discuss the parameters, I guess. And when we know, you'll know. Next, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest signings to come. Japanese pitcher Masahiro Tanaka with a posting of $20 million, which means any team is up for in the runnings for him.
If they post the $20 million.
If they post the $20 million.
Which means everyone's going to be posting $20 million, because exactly. $20 million is nothing.
So at that point, it's going to be up to him.
You know, it's kind of an interesting agreement. I don't know why the heck they made this kind of agreement, because, you know, when you saw with Darvish and Dice K when they came, or any Japanese player, you could bid as high as you want, and Darvish was around $50 million, and that's, you know, that's really beneficial to the team in Japan. They make lots of money. So I don't know why they would agree on giving less money to the teams in Japan. I don't think it's fair.
Whose decision was that to make the posting of $20 million? Was it in Japan? Was the decision made there?
I don't know. I think it was the MLB officials, right, or something like that. But it, like, they were thinking maybe not even posting Tanaka because of the only $20 million. And, you know, I had it in a blog, my top 10 free agents. I thought he was going to get, you know, more than $70 million on the posting fee, and the club is going to get $70 million. And you know, there's going to be teams that are going to post that, and now they're losing $50 million because of this fee. And
yeah, but I don't
it's
think
kind of interesting.
I don't think at that point money matters, especially since it's that big of a sum anyways. $20 million is a lot of money, but I think the MLB did it to give everyone else a chance.
Yeah.
Because if your posting is going to be $70-80 million, then there are only a few select teams who would be willing to post that for a pitcher of
but
that
it's,
status.
It's still free agency, where the high market teams are going to sign the big market,
the high market
players.
Yeah, that's how it works. So they'd be, just off the top of my head, the New York Yankees, obviously, the Dodgers. I could see the Seattle Mariners doing that because they've made such a big splash already.
Well, he's a young pitcher. There's going to be a lot of teams interested in it. You know, if you start from the AL East, the Red Sox, they have a lot of money. The Jays, I'm sure they'll check in on him if they'll bid the
I think the Jays will post the $20 million.
Kansas City might look at him. I heard a lot of Minnesota is going to put the $20 million. Texas probably. The Angels will. You know, Houston, Seattle will.
I don't think Houston will.
I think Houston will, because he's younger, and, you know, it'll set their rebuilding.
Then again, Houston lost 111 games last year.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of teams that bid on him now, and he's going to, I guess, have a lot more options than he would. Because, you know, I thought before it'd just be Yankees, Dodgers bidding on him, but now there's going to be a lot of teams, and, you know, it'll be interesting. He's a really young pitcher. He's really successful in Japan. A lot of people are kind of, I think they're overhyping him. A lot of people are saying, you know, he's a ridiculous pitcher. He's going to be an ace right away, better than you, Darvish, sort of thing. And, you know, I think people have to kind of calm down on their predictions and whatnot. I think, you know, he's going to be a solid mid rotation starter, and that's really valuable, especially at his age. You know, I think he's 25 or 26, and that's valuable to have a guy that young still be productive in the middle of the rotation. But, you know, I don't think he's going to be an ace. But I think he's going to be worth the money that he's going to get. So it'll be interesting to see who signs him.
What do you think of the San Francisco Giants going in there, sticking with the NL West with the Dodgers?
Yeah. I could see
looking
them
at their rotation right now, I mean, they got Matt Cain, Madison Bumgarner, Tim Lincecum, Tim Hudson. Tim Hudson was a big signing.
Yep.
And then Vogelsong. Ryan Vogelsong, I don't really see.
But I think they have the five guys right there. I don't think they're going to move off of that. I don't see the Giants. I see the Giants maybe bidding on him, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah.
You know, give him that big contract. You know, I see, you know, 15 plus teams giving him $20 million to talk to him. So it's gonna be a lot more interesting now than with the Yu Darvish, where he could only negotiate with one team. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know when the post deadline is, and we'll find out. But it should be interesting, and I'm really excited to see the guy pitch in North America.
What kind of pitches does he have? He's got a fastball, curveball, changeup.
I think he has a really good fastball. He throws low 90s with really good control and command. A really good splitter. Pretty good slider and cutter.
So he's the next Yu Darvish.
I don't think he's going to be...
Not as good as Yu Darvish, but I mean, I think he's gonna all the pitches that he like has.
Well, all the pitchers in Japan normally seem to have, you know, 5 or 6 pitches, and then when they come to the MLB, they kind of have to shorten
their
arsenal to 3 or 4 pitches. But I kind of see him being like a Hiroki Kuroda sort of thing, 3.5 ERA, mm-hmm. 2 innings pitched, and that's an extremely valuable pitcher. So,
well, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, the Yankees don't sign him.
Well, it'll be kind of interesting to see him pitch against the Jays. I want to see him pitch a lot, so I'm interested in seeing
him. I want to see him pitch a lot as well, but I don't want to see him pitch against the Jays.
Maybe for the Jays.
Because we all know how that'll turn out. Anyway, we're going to take a music break just to collect our thoughts, get some arguments down for our next topic, which is the Texas Rangers signing left fielder Shinsuchu to a rather big deal.
Yes.
So stick around. Enjoy some more Jay-Z.
And the winner's home. My man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. The most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash. Okay. Boys in blue who agreed before the badge. Okay. The first push who ever made the stash. Okay. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey.
Welcome back. After that second Jay-Z music break, we've got like 70 songs lined up by Jay-Z, but we're not going to get to them all. Right now, we're going to talk about one of the big signings, Shinsuchu to the Texas Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, my friend?
I kind of predicted that. I had it in my...
You did predict that, didn't you?
I had my... It wasn't really a big free agent prediction. I kind of had it... I had it pinned down to either Detroit or Texas, I think we mentioned in our last podcast, but my top 10 free agents, I said... I think 6 years, so $126 million. It was a little more or a little less on the average salary, but you know, it was around the same value, same year, same team. So, kind of predicted that.
He only had 54 RBIs last year.
Yeah, he led off for Cincinnati, .423 on base percentage and solid
.285 batting average.
He's a really good player. Great. You know, you get a guy that gets on base half of the time for Prince Fielder and. And Adrian Beltre, that's a very solid. You need guys like that in your lineup. You got a very potent lineup in Texas now, especially adding a guy like that who's just going to get on base for all your just mashers. So it's a really good signing. I like it.
Yep. Should be noted that he finished 12th in the rankings for MVP.
Yeah,
which says something. I mean, at least he's there. He played really 154 games last year.
He led the league in hit by pitches. He's kind of a hit by pitch master. He knows how to do it. He leans into pitches really well. It's kind of interesting.
I've never seen him do that. Yeah. 21 home runs.
He's going to hit triples. 25 home runs. He's going to get on base over 400. He's going to have solid defense in left field. He's moving from center field to left field. That should help his value. He's going to be a very valuable player for Texas next year. They have they probably have the best offense in the league. So
looking at their depth chart right now, they got the Chu in left field, Martin, I don't know his first
Martin,
name.
Leonis Martin
in center field, Alex Rios in right field, but you know, Alex Rios is fucking terrible.
We're Jays fans. We have strong opinions on Alex Rios.
Prince Fielder at first base. Like I said, in our very first podcast, Prince Fielder in Texas, in like 100 degree weather, he's going to be sweating his balls off. Anyway, Jerickson Profar, the kid prodigy at second base. Elvis Andrews and Adrian Beltre, the happy couple.
I love watching their
shortstop
videos.
Shortstop and third base. Yeah, if you haven't seen that, go over to youtube.com and search up Adrian Beltre and Elvis Andrews together. And they got a lot of on-field antics.
Yes.
Like... tricking each other where the ball is going, and apparently Adrian Beltre hates it when you touch his head.
Yeah, he doesn't let it. Everyone wants to touch his head now because everyone knows he hates.
Yeah, I never understood that.
But I'm actually looking at the roster, and we should hate this team because Rios and Aaron Sebia are on the team.
Yeah, J.P. Aaron Sebia signing a 1 year, $1.8 million deal with the Texas Rangers.
We should probably dislike this team, but I don't know. I think
like
it'd be
this
fun
team.
To watch.
Look at that rotation: Yu Darvish, Derek Holland, Martin Perez, Alexei Ogando, Matt Harrison.
And it's a shaky back end of the rotation, but the offense and the bullpen is going to pick up.
Yeah, Mitch Moreland in the bullpen.
I mean, they're going to win 100 games this year, I think, and run away with that division. But, you know, Oakland always surprises. But I think Texas...
Oakland's been surprising me for like 4 years straight now.
It's just their thing. They know what they're doing.
They got a solid group of guys that aren't overpaid.
Yep, very cheap. Find these guys out of nowhere and platoon them and put them in good situations to succeed. And they're good. But, I think it's going to be Oakland, Texas for the division. But I think Texas will win it by, quite a few games. And I think right now Texas and Tampa are my two favorite, best teams in the American League.
Looking again at this this middle infield that Texas has got going on, Elvis Andrews and Jerickson Profar up the middle.
That's going to be fun to watch, especially defensively. They're both shortstops. Profar is a converted shortstop, obviously playing second base now. He was the number one prospect coming into last year, so he has some power. He's really good defensively. He's going to hit for average on base. So,
do you think Elvis Andrews is going to keep his leadoff spot?
Or no, I think Chu is going to lead off. And but you never know what's going on in Washington. I think Elvis Andrews hit second, and then we'll see how they slot the rest of the lineup.
But I think Prince Fielder third, Mitch Moreland four.
No, I think Beltre four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't count on Beltre. Mm-hmm. But, Shin-Soo Choo with the Texas Rangers, that's going to be a fun team to watch. It's going to definitely be...
I'm sure Prince Fielder and...
a couple of those games.
Prince Fielder and Adrian Beltre are extremely happy to have him on the team. More guys in scoring position when they come up to the plate. So, more two-run home runs instead of solo home runs.
More guys to touch his head.
Yes.
But, AL Central. Not Central, West.
Yes.
AL West, that's always dangerous. Okay, the last thing we want to get into today, because we're at the 22 minutes now, are just some small signings around the league. And we want to start off with Rajay Davis going on the Detroit Tigers. I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, I've always liked Rajay
Davis. I'm
going to
miss him.
Seems like a nice guy. He's going to steal 50 bases a year as a platoon outfielder. He's the perfect platoon outfielder. He crushes left-handed pitchers. He can come in the eighth and steal two bases. He's an extremely valuable player. He got paid $5 million a year for the next 2 years. So, I'm going to miss him, but I'm happy for the guy that he got his money because he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. He deserves to be a starting outfielder too. Because I remember last year his hitting and batting average vastly improved.
I think he's going to be a fourth outfielder for Detroit. I think he's going to be platooning. He's really the prototypical fourth outfielder. He can play three outfield positions. He's going to play, he'll play 100 games this year because he's going to play, every position, give guys a break, platoon, come in the eighth inning, steal your base.
45 stolen bases last year.
He's an extremely valuable player. Every team, needs a fourth outfielder, and he is the perfect fourth outfielder. If you want to mold a fourth outfielder, he is exactly what you need. So it's a good signing, I think.
Yeah, he hit .260 last year. Only got caught stealing 6 times. He only had 2 triples, which is really surprising. But he had 6 home runs, which is...
Yeah.
It seemed like he hit more, because I always seen Rajay Davis on the highlights the next morning. It's a home run. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll miss the guy. He seems like a nice guy, but...
Yeah.
It's not a huge...
All the best to him, and we hope that he does well in Detroit. Next, Michael Morse... heading to San Francisco, Bay Area.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to fit in there?
He's going to be playing left field, platooning. I don't know. He had a couple years ago, he hit 30 home runs, hit really well, but he hasn't played well the last couple years due to injuries. We'll see how he rebounds. I don't know. He's a platoon outfielder and a pinch hitter in the late inning. I don't think he's a starting outfielder anymore, but maybe he can kind of raise his value again. So we'll see. I don't have any huge thoughts about that. It's an interesting signing, I guess. But
all I remember about Michael Morse is his really unorthodox batting stance.
I remember he had... My favorite memory of Michael Morse is when he hit a grand slam and they weren't sure if it went out. So he went back to home plate, and when they finally found out it was a home run, he didn't have the bat. He pretended to swing, and then everyone rounded the bases. So I thought that was pretty
cool. Well, I think he'll fit in with the comedy that is the San Francisco Giants.
They always find a way to fit players in.
Roberto Hernandez Philadelphia Phillies.
He used to be Fausto Carmona.
Fausto Carmona.
I think he's in his 30s now.
There's not much to say about him.
I mean, a signed 1-year deal. He's a solid 180 innings to 200 inning guy every year. In the National League, he'll have better numbers than he did with the Rays last year. He wasn't horrible. He was pretty good. You know, he said he signed with the Phillies because it was his favorite team growing up. So
sticking with relief pitchers, John Axford.
John, fellow Canadian.
The Canadian kid, John Axford. Hashtag mustache.
Hopefully he brings back the Monopoly-style mustache.
Oh, man. That is a class act.
He's going to be filling in for, I think they lost their closer, Chris Perez, to free agency. So he'll be their closer starting next year.
I think they did. I don't know who he signed with, but...
Yeah, he'll be their closer. He's performed well in the past. For the last couple of years, he hasn't been great. He still has the stuff. I think he's going to be good this year. Hopefully I wrote about him in one of the blogs.
Hopefully he'll make the Canadians happy.
Yes.
Kevin Youkilis.
Signed to Japan.
The kid is heading to Japan. They are going to make fun of his batting stance because no one knows who he is.
I thought he was going to sign somewhere. I thought he'd be a good bench player, but obviously for some reason...
The Blue Jays!
Yeah.
Who the hell did the Blue Jays have at first base? Adam Lind?
Well, I thought he was the perfect platoon for Adam Lind.
Just leave Encarnacion.
But apparently a couple teams checked in on him and he wasn't interested at all. So it'll be interesting to see if he says anything about why he decided to sign Japan. Because apparently he didn't want to play for a couple of the teams that were interested in him. So
maybe he secretly knows Japanese.
Maybe he does.
Last thing we want to get to, Corey Hart signed with the Seattle Mariners.
Well, a couple of things for the Seattle Mariners. They signed Corey Hart, and then they traded for Logan Morrison. You know, when they signed Cano, I looked at the Mariners and I said, you know what, it's a good signing. They're going to keep adding. But after these two signings and what the one signing of Corey Hart and trading for Logan Morrison, I just don't get what they're doing. I don't like the Mariners at all this year. They have four first baseman DH types on the roster. I don't know what the hell they're doing with that. Smoke, now Corey Hart and Logan Morrison, and they have Jesus Montero, who's their backup catcher / DH kind of player. So, you know, if they think one of those four guys can play left field, I think they're smoking something good. So,
I mean, I said it when Cano was signed. They still don't have anything. They have Dustin Smoke at first, Michael Saunders. I mean, another Canadian kid. But I feel like Don Cherry talking about the Canadian kids.
Well,
Dustin Ackley in left field.
Center.
Jeez, yeah. Willie Bloomquist. They signed Willie Bloomquist.
But, you know, when they signed Cano, it was about a month ago. I thought maybe they'd add one more outfielder in another rotation spot. But if they think, you know, Logan Morrison or Corey Hart's going to be that outfielder, I think they're crazy. They're both, you know, injury prone and can't run at all. So I'm kind of curious what they're going to do with three first basemen and a DH. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, their rotation is subpar. I mean, Felix Hernandez is amazing.
Yeah.
So is Iwakuma. But other than that, I don't really see anything that could possibly be a threat.
They have the prospect coming up, Walker. He's a really high top prospect. Apparently, he was in rumors for David Price. They might still trade for David Price. He's still available. But
But Kyle Dravec was a top prospect, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, exactly. It didn't turn out well at all. He's enjoying the time. But, you know, I thought, a month ago when they had Cano, they were going to quickly add another rotation piece and then maybe Nelson Cruz or a big bat in left field. But, you know, if they think Logan Morrison played left field, they're going to win. They're going to be 77 wins this year. They're not getting to 80 wins with this roster.
I still feel so bad for Robinson Cano.
I don't feel bad for anybody making $24 million a year that lives in Seattle.
That's a great point. Anyway, that's going to do it for us on this edition of the MLB Point Forum podcast. We hope you enjoyed, as we do. We enjoy making this. Feel free to check out our website, if you wish. MLBpointforum.weebly.com. As we say, we're still working on getting the domain name.
Don't steal it!
To our own. Please don't steal it. Please don't steal it. Check out our Twitter, @MLBpointforum. And if you want to follow the lives of us two fine gentlemen sitting next to each other, you can find our personal Twitters on the About page on our website. So please check that out. You can also like our Facebook page, MLB Point Forum.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, indeed. So, once again, we hope you enjoyed. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next time, which is, like usual, in about 3 weeks or so. We're going to play some more Jay-Z as our outro music, so we hope you enjoyed this Jay-Z-themed episode. For Alex Crocco and John Karasiotis, this has been the MLB Point Form Podcast. We will see you next time.
Thank you very much for coming out this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get fucked too kind. Hold your applause. This is your song, not mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please hold your applause. For I just applied logic. Keys, open doors. Now a balcony, opera, black tux, binocular, black lumps. Stop it, I shouldn't be so popular. Name keep popping up, face keep popping up on the tube. I'm just watching.